Hey, we have an amazing event coming up, the Expert Advantage Workshop Series, where every day for a week, starting on Monday, May 20th, it's myself and another expert coming on to present to you about various kinds of things to help you with your brand and your business. Our brand new experts in residence and pro are going to be there to co-host these workshops with me, and you're not going to want to miss it. You'll have a chance to ask all of them questions, and it's completely free to join. All you have to do is go to smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. On Monday, May 20th, Amy Nelson's going to come on, and we're going to talk social media, but specifically how to drive revenue and connect with important stakeholders that matter to you in your business using social media. The next day, we have Nosheen Chen, and she's going to lead a presentation about how to become a better communicator, how to increase those skills faster, because that's going to help you not just connect with new people, new clients, but also get your idea across better. Ton of takeaways in that presentation. And all you have to do to sign up and join and get all the links that you need is smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Again, one more time, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Join us on our Expert Advantage Workshop Series. You're not going to want to miss it. Again, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage.
What's up, everybody? Pat Flynn here, and welcome to episode 376 of Ask Pat. Thank you so much for joining me today. As always, I'm here to help you by answering your online business-related questions 5 days a week. All right, here's today's question from Philman.
Hey, Pat. My name is Philman. I have a podcast called This Is Africa Podcast. My question relates to intro music and software that we can use to change our intro music. I'm looking to change mine up and was just looking for some guidance, any sort of direction that you can give in regards to changing that up. Love the work that you do. Please continue to put out some amazing content and sharing that with the rest of the world. We really need it, and we also very much appreciate it. Thanks again, Pat, and all the best.
Hey, Philman, what's up? Thank you so much for the question. I truly appreciate all the kind words, and that means so much to me. So I can't wait to help you out today. And I know this kind of dance of changing your intro music. I don't know exactly why you changing or are changing your intro music. Perhaps you are just bored with it, and it's okay to change. I think that's the big thing to just get over. I know a lot of people who have made changes in their brand, especially a podcaster who's had so many episodes in the past and just doesn't want to change their intro music because it's been the same for so long. It's okay to change. As long as there's a particular reason why you want to do it, and there's a good reason to do it, and what you're changing to is for improvement. So hopefully that's all in alignment. I will say that I changed the intro to Ask Pat. I can't even remember how many episodes ago. But the reason for the change was because apparently, and I didn't know this because I couldn't hear it, but in the first, I don't know, 100, 150 episodes, I can't even remember, but apparently in the original intro, if you go back to the older episodes, you'll hear it. In the original intro, there's apparently at times during the intro a really high-pitched sound that only a percentage of people could actually hear. And I started to get these emails from people as soon as the show came out that were saying, I love your show, but I can't stand your intro. It hurts my ears. And I was just like, oh, well, I'll turn it down. Well, that didn't matter. It was the pitch of this particular note that was in the background. And I went to the people over at musicradiocreative.com who helped create the intro. And I said, I can't hear it, but is there any sort of high-pitched noise at, you know, this, you know, during this intro? And they actually said, yeah, we have that in there, but we didn't realize it was hurting people's ears. We'll take it out. So they created a new intro for me. And after I listened to it for the first time, I was like, wow, this is way too different. I don't like it. But then I was like, you know what? This is great. And the intro is just the intro. So as long as it's great, it does what it needs to do. It has the same feel as the original, and it solve that issue of the high-pitched noise, I didn't worry too much about it, and I just have been using that since, and people love it, and it's great. It's cool. It still has the same hip-hoppy, scratchy kind of feel, so that's what I was going for. I don't know, again, why you're changing your intro. Just know that it's okay, and obviously you know that because you're asking this question. Now, in terms of software, if you wanted to do this yourself, which is option A, I guess. There's a lot of different kinds of software you could use. You can use something like GarageBand would be the simplest. If you're on a Mac, it's already built into the computer. If you don't have that either on a Mac or PC, you can download Audacity, Audacity. That can be found at sourceforge.net/projects/audacity. So again, that's sourceforge.net/projects/audacity, or you could look up Audacity, Audacity, on Google. don't go to audacity.com. They provide audio consulting, that particular company, and they specifically say, we don't create software. So I think it's just a issue with the name. But anyway, that link's there. That's in the show notes. But also, you can just look up Audacity. It's a multi-track audio editor or recorder. And you can take your existing file, wherever it came from, and you can change it. Hopefully, if you are already in the midst of creating your own intro and editing your own stuff, you might have your original sound file to begin with, and you know, maybe it has different tracks in which you could then start to play around with it a little bit and turn it into whatever it is you want to turn it to. Again, that's Audacity. There's also GarageBand. There's also Adobe Audition, which is now on the cloud, which is really cool. That's what I'm using lately to edit my podcasts and stuff. So Adobe Audition. I'm using the Creative Cloud 2014 edition, and it's been working great. I've been using it for the last few months, testing it out versus what I was using before, which is GarageBand, and it's great. I like it because it's a lot faster, and it just makes a little bit more sense to me now that I'm getting deeper into audio and professional audio and those sorts of things. But that's if that's not you, that's fine. Any sort of audio software will do for whatever you're looking for. And then what you could do is you could download, for example, if you're starting from scratch but using some of the software, you could download royalty-free music. Again, you want to make sure you don't use like some other band's track or anything like that. You can get into major trouble with that. You want to download royalty-free music. There's audiojungle.com. There's istockphoto.com, which has their own audio section. That's where I got a lot of my stuff for my previous podcasts. And then you can just add a voice track over it to do your intro. And that's that. Now, I will say that there's a lot of benefit of having a professional producer create your podcast intro for you. There's a wide range of prices you could pay for that as well. You could go as simple as Fiverr.com, F-I-V-E-R-R, that's Fiverr with two R's, .com. You could pay somebody anywhere between $5 and $50 to create a nice little intro for you. Make sure you do your due diligence on who you find on there that's producing those audio pieces for you, because you do get what you pay for often on Fiverr, which is $5 typically per project or some denomination thereof above that. But I've heard of great intros on podcasts that have come from Fiverr. So you can get good stuff for cheap on Fiverr if you find the right people to do it for you. There's also Elance.com, where you can hire some audio professionals, voiceover people, things like that, depending on how intricate you want to get with the uniqueness of it. You can also hire the people over at MusicRadioCreative.com. Isabella and Mike do a fantastic job. They're the ones who did the Ask Pat intro. They also did a lot of other stuff that I've done in the past. The One Day Business Breakthrough podcast intro was done by them as well. Again, that's MusicRadioCreative.com. And the nice thing about paying somebody else to do it, and yes, it does cost money, but somebody else does the work for you, and then you don't have to waste time fumbling around with it yourself. It could be done in a professional manner, especially if you go sort of on the high end with somebody like Music Radio Creative, which I say high end, but it's just a few $100, sometimes even less, depending on what it is you get. You can check them out again, musicradiocreative.com. But those are your options. And you know, I would suggest, if you have the budget for it, to hire somebody else to do it. People are great at it, and that's what they do, and they love to serve people like you who have amazing podcasts. So if you're doing it yourself, like I said, some of those software will help you. GarageBand, Adobe Audition, Audacity, A-U-D-A-C-I-T-Y. So yeah, I wish you all the best of luck. I can't wait to hear what your intro sounds like in the future, hopefully after you hear this podcast episode and make some changes based on my advice. So best of luck to you, Philman. I really appreciate it. Again, just a quick shout out to your podcast. That is the This Is Africa podcast, and I look forward to that because I actually just got back from Ghana, Africa, for a Pencils of Promise field mission, and I just had an amazing time there, fell in love with the country, the people there, and I'm very interested in doing more work like that in the future. So Philman, best of luck to you. Wish you all the best. Thank you for having your question uploaded to SpeakPipe, and you know, I'm happy to feature it. And because of that, we're going to send you an Ask Pat t-shirt. For those of you listening, if you have a question you'd like potentially featured here on the show, and if you are like Philman, you can get your Ask Pat t-shirt sent to you, again, free of charge. Just head on over to askpat.com. You can ask right there on that page. Thanks so much. I appreciate you. And to finish off, here's a quote from David Joseph Schwartz. He said, "The success combination in business is do what you do better and do more of what you do." See you tomorrow. Bye. Hey there. Thank you for listening to Ask Pat 2.0. Now, you might have noticed that we haven't published a new episode in a while. And that is because in 2023, after 1,269 episodes, we decided to sunset the show. For now, at least. And this way, we can focus our energy and efforts on our other podcasts and other projects. That being said, all 1,269 episodes are still live and downloadable, and the published dates may be old, but there are still a ton of questions I've answered on the show and people I've coached. Those episodes are just as valuable as they were back then. So you can also visit smartpassiveincome.com/askpat to dig through the archives. Plus, there's a search tool on the website that lets you search across our podcasts and blog. And of course, the Smart Passive Income podcast is still live and energetic and awesome and publishing twice a week. So make sure you're subscribed there so we can still continue this conversation. And we have some of the foremost experts and thought leaders in entrepreneurship on the show every single week. So you definitely don't want to miss it. Again, check it out. It's the Smart Passive Income podcast. Just find it wherever you're listening to this podcast. You can find it there as well. Thank you again for listening in, and I'll catch you in the next one. Cheers.